We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Chaf Gimel Sif Tezvav. V'chei Mishu Dabar Etz Yisrael. If somebody lives in Etz Yisrael, Shashem Ayisim Yontav Rak Yom Echad. Where there, Yontav is usually only one day. Mivad Rosh Hashanah besides in Rosh Hashanah. U'bal L'chutz L'aretz. And now he's in Chutz L'aretz. V'hoi B'beis HaKnesses B'yom Sheni Shal Yontav. And he's in a Beis HaKnesses on the second day Yontav. Ain likris oisay la'alas la'tayra. He should not be called up to get an aliyah. But din kamash yuksafti b'sif ha'koydim. This halacha is only for this situation. But we know that in certain Shabbosim, there are different parashiyos that are read in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael for different reasons. There, the Paiskim say that somebody could get an aliyah, whether he's from Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Chutz La'aretz, or vice versa. So the halacha is that if somebody from Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz La'aretz on Yom Tov Sheni, so if it's Monday or Thursday or Shabbos or Chol HaMoed, he should l'chatchila not get an aliyah. But if he was called up to the Sefer Torah, he may go off an aliyah. But if it's not one of those days and he was called up for the Sefer to the Sefer Torah, he shouldn't go off for the aliyah. The Baal Kairi should just make the bracha and take the leave for himself. Sif Yudzayin Noyagin Lekrois Suma, a person who's Rahman Salam blind, Noyagin Lekroisai, can get an aliyah. Abi Shadvarm Shmiksav, Osn Lekrois Baalpeh. The loch is something that's from Tarshish Mekzav, should not be read orally. Mekamaka in Bizman Azeh, Kivish Akari Karlofonov, since the person getting the aliyah is not the one that reads, it's rather the person who gets the who's the Baal Kairi who reads mutter. We're not particularly careful in Talmud Chacham Ma'aretz if the person who's getting aliyah is a Talmud Chacham Ma'aretz, because most people Yichayel Mustami Yochel Likrusim Akairi can read along with the Baal Kairi, and therefore he may get an aliyah. Sif Yitches Im Herelai LaMakom Shigiyuk V'Yivarech Uberich. If they sold the person, as we know, we show the person who's getting an aliyah from where they're going to get, he's going to get his aliyah, and he makes the bracha. V'akach niskru, and then they recognize shein zehamakim, that this is not from where his aliyah is supposed to begin. Elish b'makim acha tzrichim likrois. He's supposed to get the aliyah from somewhere else. Bein shekvar eschilu likrois, whether they already began laning. Bein shadayin lo yeschilu, or they haven't. Em b'makim shetzrichim likrois haygam kein galu lefonav, the place where he's supposed to start the aliyah was open when he made the bracha. Afilu b'amaracha, even if it's in a different column. Well, acha amakum shaharoloi, and after the place that he has seen, ain't tzarich levarach sheneis, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Shum dedat ahoyu, when he made the bracha, he had a mind al amakum shabirach, on the place where he was told the aliyah is beginning, v'kol mash nigla lefonav, on everything that is afterwards. Avala m'loy hay amakum gol lefonav, if the place that he was made the bracha wasn't open, El Shetzrichim Liglas a Sefer, to get that pace to that place, one must roll the Sefer Torah. Oyafilai Mayim Nikla Fonov, or if the place is there, El Shukoidon Makum Sheheroloi, it's above, it's before the place that he was shown. Tzarech Levarach Sheinus, he should make another bracha. Which time, which bracha? Bracha Shemach Banu. Ava Baruchu, Lo Yom Shenis Baruch, he doesn't and shouldn't have to. He shouldn't repeat. V'yom etchila, and first he should say Baruch Shem Kvayim Chus Lo Yom Voed. Al Bracha Harishayin Shabarech Levatala. The first bracha which was said in error, for that you have to say a Baruch Shem Kvayim Chus Lo Yom Voed. Im Adayin Lo Yom Al Baruch Ata Hashem. If he only said the words Baruch Ata Hashem, and then they realized that there was a mistake, and then start the bracha all over again properly. If the place where he's supposed to read from is above from what they show him, it's so close that we could read from there further, because it's all today's parasha, Yasukain, they should read from there. Vloyvorech, Shainus, just start the new aliyah from that place. And therefore, the way the Prima Gadim explains the halacha, it's virtually impossible that you would have to make a second bracha. If the bracha is after where, if it's where it's after, then it's much more lenient, as we saw. If it's very close and you can read that over, you can make over the bracha. And if you know, the Prima Gadim says that what's today's Kriya Satira, there's also reason to be lenient. So it comes out that there's almost never a case where you'll have to make the bracha again. Every aliyah should have a minimum of three psukim. On Monday, Thursday morning, and Shabbos afternoon by mincha, we have to read in total 10 psukim minimally. 10 is not divisible by 3. So the shlishi, the last person who's getting the aliyah, should be the person who reads, who gets an aliyah of 4 psukim. It would be the Yevid. I'm like Karl Kulam Elatish psukim. But the Yevid, if they only read 9 psukim, shlosh l'kalechad, 3 for each person, yatsu. Or Purim Sh'en Karim L'Kulam Elatish psukim. Purim, the entire Kriya Satira is only 9 psukim. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the reason is, Mishum the Salakan Yonah, the 9 psukim represent one subject, and it's 9 psukim, and that's all we read. Sifchos. Somebody who gets an aliyah should not leave over till a psucha, a stuma, a pei or a samach and the chumash. You should never have left over less than 3 psukim. If after he finished the aliyah, he already made the bracha, and there's pox mishloish psukim samach leparsha, there's less than 3 psukim left. Hakari Achrov, the person who gets the next aliyah, ain't Sarach Lahaskim with Pasuk Lefanov, doesn't have to start that there should be at least 3 psukim until the pay is Samach. Rach Yaschel, he begins Mimokim Shapasuk Arishin from where the previous person's aliyah ended. Vyikrimai Shlosh Psukim, but we should read 3 psukim, the leftover 2 psukim in the previous parasha, and at least 3 psukim in Parashni in the next parasha. But parasha, shem be'el shnei psukim. But if you have a parasha that only has 2 psukim, mutal hafsuk shom, these halachas don't apply. Similarly, im yesh piska be'emtza pasuk, if there's a pei or a samach that is in the middle of a pasuk, which we have kigoyim betchilas parashas Pinchas, at the beginning of parashas Pinchas, mutal osayim afil pasuk samach loy, these rules don't apply. Sif chaf aleph bekein lo yaschol mishloish psukim lachas chalsa parasha. Don't start with less than 3 psukim from the beginning of the parasha. Kain zesh lefonav, the person who got the previous aliyah, lo yisayim epochs mishloisha psukim, should not end with less than 3 psukim, not end, at least that he got 3 psukim, lachas chos parasha in his aliyah. Sifcha beiz, yichav lahaskal tamim b'zav v'tov l'Yisrael, you should always try to start an aliyah with something that's positive for Klal Yisrael, l'sayim b'davar tov Yisrael, end with something positive. V'kain lo yisayim, also don't end aliyah b'mei shemes osamay sara, recalling somebody who did an aveira. And this is a good lesson, says the Chassam Sofer, that whenever we're learning, we should always try to start the shiur on a positive and end on a positive. And even when we're just speaking, we should always try to begin and end our conversation, our speech, with something positive and end with something positive. The Paiskim have a say that if there's a situation where we're making many aliyahs and it's impossible to coordinate that all the aliyahs end in such a way, unless you're ending the aliyah in the Teichacha, there it's something much more complicated. There, we should never end the middle of the Tachacha. In other places, if there are not really many options, we could end or begin somewhere which isn't necessarily so positive. The Chassam Sofer also says, as we'll discuss in Kriyas HaTorah, that reading the Torah with the Tamim, with the trop that have been established, is an essential part of Kriyas HaTorah.